right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. In the bunker's bedroom.
Oh, no, Archie, you ain't gonna wear your sweater to Gloria's house.
What are you talking about? Why not?
Well, this is Thanksgiving dinner. You're gonna wear your best suit.
The turkey ain't gonna know the difference.
Archie.
When I get dressed, I am dressed.
Oh, no, you're gonna look...
I don't believe what's happening here.
Edith pushes him onto the bed and strips him down to his boxer shorts.
This is a new high in low.
Nice new dark blue suit.
What do you mean, my dark blue suit? I'm going over there to eat, not to get buried.
Please.
Oh, gee, going over there, getting dressed up just to eat with the daughter. Many's the time she ate with us wearing nothing but a diaper.
He pulls on the suit.
It won't hurt you to get dressed up once a year.
Oh, look, you're putting a tie around me, too. What do I need a tie for? The only thing I ever see around a meathead's neck is a napkin.
Oh, Archie, this is the first Thanksgiving dinner Gloria ever cooked, and it's very important to
her. Oh, right, important. Get out of here, will you? Get yourself dressed.
Oh, yeah.
In the Stivick's kitchen.
And then you fold the clams into the sour cream.
Gloria impersonates Lily Tomlin.
But if you like a lot of clams, you can fold the clams, the sour cream into the clams. I don't know why I'm making this. My dog Buster doesn't even like clam dip. The truth.
Mike sneaks up behind her and covers her eyes.
Who is that?
The father of your baby.
Hey, George.
They smile, then kiss.
Oh, ha!
The baby kicked?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder if I can hear him.
He puts his head to her stomach.
Oh, don't look, Edith.
Archie covers Edith's eyes as they walk in.
What the hell is he doing? What's the baby gonna tell him at this age? When am I gonna see you doing something that gives me a lift?
Happy Thanksgiving!
Oh, hi, Mike.
Now, this is an apple and this is pumpkin.
Oh, that's great. Hey, the two of you look terrific. Gee, you didn't have to get all dressed up, Arch.
Yes, I did. She forced me.
You look handsome, Daddy.
Mm. All right, here for you. They come back to us tomorrow.
Because this is a very special occasion.
Thanks, Ma. I promise to take good care of them. Here, honey. Everybody, get out of my kitchen. Dinner will be ready soon.
Can I help you, Gloria?
No, Ma. I got it all under control.
It smells so good. Oh, ain't this beautiful?
Yeah. We're having buffet.
I thought we was having turkey.
Hey, Arch. Why don't you try some of this clam dip?
Oh, no. I better stick to jam. You got me?
Come on, Arch. Try some on a cauliflower.
The cauliflower ain't cooked. He's a goat.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the baby got here by Christmas?
Yeah, hey, I'd like to see him sooner. Hey, maybe you could spring him early for good behavior, huh?
Daddy, your cigar's stinking up the house.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I can't wait to take her to the zoo and put her on the pony ride. And maybe on Sundays I could take her to church.
Well, you could take him to the park, Ma.
After church?
No, instead of.
Oh.
What do you mean the park? Is the kids going to say prayers in the park to a water fountain?
Why not? As far as I'm concerned, it makes as much sense as any other kind of prayers.
Wait a minute, dear. Just because you're an atheist, you know, don't mean that my grandchild's got to be gypped out of his religion.
Oh, that's right. My children ought to go to church when they're little, because when they get older, they're having too much fun to be religious.
Archie furrows his brow at Edith.
Ma, we've decided to try not to influence our child on religion, because...
She lowers herself onto the couch.
Well, we want to let him make up his own mind.
Oh, now that's where you are 100% wrong, old little girl. The parents got to influence the kids' minds as when they're young. Got to teach them to learn the right thing, see? To be scared of God, to love the dear old USA, to defend American shores in all foreign countries.
Is there anything else he should know?
Sure, there's a lot of other little things. To use his Duke's right, to walk fast through the Puerto Rican neighborhood.
Arch, I think you're forgetting to teach him the most important thing.
Yeah, what?
To never listen to his grandfather.
Why don't you go take a high dive into the clam drip? Now, little girl, now let me ask you something.
Give me that.
Oh, don't flush it out over here.
Right.
She takes
easy
a cigar.
How far along are you now?
8 months.
All right. Now, how long you been living over here in the colored house?
Daddy!
How long?
6 months.
All right, you proved my point. See, the baby got started over there in our house. That's a good God-fearing Protestant house, so that makes him a Christian ipso facto.
Suppose a kid were created in a parking lot outside of McDonald's. What would that make him, an ipso facto hamburger?
In a parking lot, you dirty guy.
Hey, as a matter of fact, our baby was conceived in Leo and Miriam's bungalow. And they're Jewish, so according to Daddy, we're going to have to send him to Hebrew school.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Lots of famous people turned Jewish. Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, that dame would do anything to drive the world crazy.
Sammy Davis.
And he'd do anything for laughs. You just do what I tell you, little girl.
Daddy, it is up to Michael and me, and we've decided to let our own child make up his own mind about religion.
That's telling him, fat lady.
Thank you, honey. I better go base the turkey.
Wait a minute, where's my last day?
Oh, no. Gloria, I'll base the tape.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm warning you, Stu. You mend your ways, and one of these days you're going to be chased around by a lot of little red devils with pitchforks who want to baste you.
What is all this about being afraid of God? I was taught in Sunday school that God loves everybody.
Oh, he does, unless you rub him the wrong way. You do that, he sends down plagues at you, like he done with them ancient Egyptian kings, the Varios.
Tell me one thing, just one thing, Arch. Is that what you want for our child, to worship a God who you depict as cruel and merciless?
I want to tell you something, buddy, that you better keep a civilian tongue in your head, because the Lord can hear and he knows what's going on every place, every time. You two got to show some respect for him. Get away.
Oh, wait. All right. Assuming there is a God, which I am not, assuming there is, you say he is everywhere.
Yes.
And he knows everything.
Yes.
Well, then he would know what was in my heart.
He knows you don't believe in him.
No, but if I did believe in him, Archie, I believe in him because he's a loving and forgiving God.
He won't forgive you for being an atheist, buddy.
He would forgive me anything.
He wouldn't forgive you for showing him disrespect.
Sure he would.
Ah, to you.
He'd even forgive me for doing that.
What, for going to me?
No, for going to him.
Archie's eyes grow wide.
Wow! You better find a tailor who can measure you for a lightning rod, buddy. You know what you just said here? He said it, Lord, not me. Did you hear this? You better watch your step. God forgive you. Hey, Edith, come out here. Edith.
It's almost ready.
I've never seen a man so low and depraved that he would go to the Lord.
It doesn't make any difference. If I believed in God, I wouldn't go to God.
You done it again.
But I don't believe in him, so I went to nobody.
You done it again. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Archie runs to the back door.
Home.
We ain't had dinner yet.
Well, I ain't gonna have dinner. I'm scared to eat in this house. You know what that meathead just done? He give the Bronx cheer to the Lord. So and he's gonna bring up our grandson to do the same thing. Come on, Edith, come with me and don't look back. You'll be turned into a pillow of salt.
Archie dashes out of the house. And Edith follows, leaving Mike and Gloria arguing. Gloria uses the phone.
Yes, Ma. Sure, that sounds fair enough. Yeah, would you please put Daddy on the phone? Okay. Michael, Daddy admits he was wrong for running out of here, and he'll come back over here if you'll apologize for giving God the raspberry.
Gloria, I didn't give God the raspberry. You saw what I did.
Michael, please apologize.
Gloria, please, don't start that. You know I can't handle tears.
I'm pregnant, and I get upset easily, and you know how hard I worked on that dinner?
Why should I apologize to Archie when he's wrong? Gloria, what kind of man would I be if I let your father tell us how to raise our children? who would honor a man like that? I wouldn't, you wouldn't, our child wouldn't.
Gloria holds out the receiver, and Mike reluctantly takes it.
Arch, I apologize. You happy?
Yeah, thank you. See you in a minute, Daddy. Bye.
Mike chews his lip and puts his hands on his hips.
Thank you very much, Gloria. It's Thanksgiving, and you made me eat crow.
Michael, honey, please.
She struggles to get off the couch.
Try to get along with Daddy.
How can I, Gloria? The man's mind is a one-way street leading to a dead end.
Just avoid arguments. Michael, you're very bright. You know the three subjects you should never discuss with him: religion, politics, or anything else.
All right. I'll try to do my best, but I'm not promising anything.
Honey, I never told you about this wonderful trick that Ma worked out with Daddy. Now, when they go out and he's losing his temper, she just warns him by giving him a lovely little playful tug on his ear like that.
It's a wonder he doesn't look like Dumbo.
So if I see that you're going to lose control tonight, I'll just tug on your ear, and that'll mean, I love you, sweetheart, but shut up.
Here they are.
Okay, I'll get it.
Why do I get the feeling I'm going to lose an ear tonight?
Irene arrives with a bottle of wine.
Irene!
How? Indians spend Thanksgiving with pilgrims. Bring fire water.
Whoa, you look terrific.
Honey, look what she brought.
Yeah, that's nice. Now we don't have to drink the cheap stuff I bought.
Hey, your voice is really shaping up. So are you, little mother.
Oh, mm. Ma.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Daddy. Give me back.
She takes a cigar.
Oh, Irene, you look beautiful. Archie, don't she look nice?
Yeah, when is she going to read the tea leaves?
Was that a compliment?
Sure, it's Thanksgiving.
Irene brought us some nice wine.
Yeah, I see that. But to this house, I could have wished you'd have brought some Christian brothers.
Archie!
No religious offense intended.
Ta-da!
Gloria presents the turkey.
Sensational. I'm gonna have a leg. Anybody else want a leg?
No legs for me. You can never tell where a bird's been walked.
I'm sorry. Oh,
honey, don't forget the sweet candy.
Give me some of them yams.
Yeah, Daddy, I got mashed potatoes there for you.
You're in my way there. No, I'm trying to get the yams.
Honey, make sure you get some dressing.
Yeah, give me some dressing.
Oh, Daddy, I made your favorite baby peas with onions.
I'm saying that. Yeah. Yeah. You got any cranberry sauce, little girl?
Oh, yeah, Daddy. Look, I made it myself.
Oh, and you got none of the real kind that slides out of the can?
Quiet!
I'll have it later with my ice cream.
There we go. Give me some more of this turkey here.
Look at
beautiful.
He's a human derrick here.
Hey!
Gloria tugs Mike's ear.
Very funny, Arch, human derrick.
And don't forget, everybody, we got wine here.
Yeah, let me pour the wine, Irene.
All right, where do we go now?
Here, Irene, why don't you sit over here? Yeah. Come over here. Nice. Arch, that's my place over there.
Well, take the plate over there. What's the difference? Irene, I always wanted to ask you, how long do you use Catholics got to count your beads to find out how many it's got?
The beads help us pray, Archie.
Yeah, what do you pray for?
Bigots.
He's got a little shot.
Sure, it's Thanksgiving.
Here you go, honey. Let me help you down.
Thank you.
Ready?
One, two,
three.
There we go. All right, everybody, let's eat.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hey, hold it here. You ain't gonna eat nothing here without saying the grace first.
Grace? Wait just a...
Wait for what, there, Major? What are you doing?
Both Mike and Archie get their ears tugged.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying grace, there. It ain't particularly religious. Even an atheist can say grace. It's just thanking Mother Nature, whose first name happens to be Grace.
Grace Nature?
You got it there, buddy.
Archie, maybe we can skip grace tonight, huh?
Yeah, we've been skipping it all year.
You never say it at home.
All right. Then the hell with grace. Oh. Wait a minute. Now, all right. Even so, I'm going to have a little quotation from the Bible here.
Daddy, dinner's going to get cold.
Don't worry, little girl. The Lord will keep it hot for you. Now, this is from my New Testament. You hear that new? That means that everything in here is good today. Cut that out, will you? My lucky Bible here in the World War, WW2. You see, that dent there in the cover, that's where it was hit by a hunk of crowd shrapnel. I wouldn't be sitting here today if I hadn't been wearing that Bible in my back pocket.
That tells us where your religion is.
Gloria tugs Mike's ear.
Dummy up there. Now, this little quotation fits certain people sitting at this table here tonight. Romans 14, 2:23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat.
Well, and the text for this evening's service is, let's all pray that our host Mike Stivic goes to hell.
You said that better than the Bible.
Edith tugs his ear.
Do you know that hurts me? How do you like that if I do that to you a little bit?
Now, here's the other quotation.
Oh, Daddy, come on. This is Thanksgiving dinner, not a revival meeting.
Well, even so, little girl, my grandchild is laying over there inside of you with his little ears pressed to the walls, Dad. And he is going to hear the word of God on Thanksgiving, whether that meathead likes it or not.
Well, I don't like it. No. You can pull my ear till it falls off. That's it. I've had it. This is my house, it's going to be my child, and no one is going to force his religious beliefs on his family.
Oh, sit down your chair and shut up.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I've been waiting 5 years to tell you this. Get out of my chair.
Chair, I'll get out of your house.
Good. Goodbye.
Hey,
let's go.
Get out of here. I don't have to stay here.
Daddy, please.
Gloria blocks the door.
Yes. Stay. Come on. Please sit down.
Well, where am I supposed to sit now?
Well, you can sit next to me, your little sweetheart.
Archie shuffles back to the table, and Edith switches the plates.
Now, there. See?
I've never sat at this end of the table in my whole life. Stupidest thing I ever seen. A grown man hogging one chair for himself.
Just don't want you forcing religion on us tonight.
Listen, nobody is forcing religion on you. We're all just calmly trying to talk a little sense into this guy here.
Wait a second. We? Who's we?
All of us four God fearers here, excepting you. We don't agree that a child should be brought up with no religion.
Well, why don't we just take a little vote on that? I say that a parent has the right to raise his child any way he pleases. And if we want to raise our child to believe whatever he wants to believe, that's our business. Now, who's with me on that?
Nobody's with you. Everybody's ashamed of you.
Who's with me on that? Let me see some hands.
Gloria raises her hand. And so does Irene.
Do I see a hand going up there?
Edith sheepishly raises her hand.
I can't believe what I... Okay. Do whatever you want. Want to raise him an atheist? Go ahead. Raise him a Lutheran if you want. Raise him in Norman with seven wives? A holy roller, a Seventh-day Adventurer?
I don't give a damn because I'm getting the hell out of here. And I'm going out that way. I wouldn't be seen leaving the front door of this den of inquisitry.
Edith follows Archie into the kitchen.
Archie, please don't leave. Archie, that baby's going to be all right because he's going to grow up with a lot of love.
No religion, huh?
We don't know that. Mike just said they was gonna let him make up his own mind. And whatever he decides, he's still gonna be one of God's children. Archie, it ain't in our hands.
Archie considers.
Come here. Come here.
He takes her by the hand.
Yeah, come to think of it. Why spoil our little girl's Thanksgiving dinner, not to mention my own, over this? Yeah. Because we'd be taking our little grandson to the parks of a Sunday, put him on a swing.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Only he ain't going on no swing.
No? Where will he go?
He will go to church.
No. That would be cheating on Mike and Gloria.
I don't care. We're going to raise that grandson of ours a Christian if we got to break every commandment to do it.
He storms back to the living room.
Okay. You just can go back to enjoying your dinner now because here I am again. What's the matter with you, meathead? Go ahead and eat there. Take your fork and eat. Don't worry about me. You win, buddy. You win.
Archie looks to the heavens and winks. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Lou Derman. Story editors Larry Ryan and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Cast, Betty Garrett, Irene. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.